Neighborhoods are best appreciated at a walking pace, and Honolulu's urban neighborhoods, more often than not, are rich with history. Manoa's College Hills subdivision has more than its share as a community that was planned from the beginning to be a quiet place to raise a family, an easy streetcar ride from downtown. The streetcars are gone, but the neighborhood's charm remains, and it'll be on display when Malama Manoa offers its 2016 Manoa Historic Walking Tour a week from Saturday. Linda LeGrand is chair of the event. She's with us this morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
There's always a lot more to when you start digging into a neighborhood. You find all kinds of stories emerge, yeah?
That's true. A lot of interesting things seem to surface as you do your research. I had no idea that current president used to live in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. What other things did you discover?
Well, lots of interesting people and the different things that they collect might be of interest to many people. We get to go inside nine of these homes, and I was quite surprised at what different people find interesting. We have an astral gecko in our midst.
A what? An astral gecko. You didn't say that.
I did say astral gecko.
Astral gecko.
Yes.
Tell me more.
He's it's a sculpture that resides in one of the homes in the yards, and so visitors will get to walk by and see this. Oh, it's quite large. So it was a surprise, actually, as we walked
to find that. So you kind of scout the neighborhood in advance and sort of figure out where the good stopping places are, yeah?
Right, right. And you really can't go wrong in Manoa. There's so much there. It's such a special place to so many people for so many reasons.
Yeah.
Book has been written about the valley that is so encompassing. There's poems and poetry. So there's a lot of material there, and in addition to the architecture, which is so fascinating to me.
And it was to some degree a planned community, right? I mean, zoned specifically to be for families and residential homes. Yeah?
That's right. And it started with some, I think, very reasonable building restrictions. The setbacks were 25 feet from street, which creates a wonderful ambiance from the trees and the gardens. You can appreciate so much more of the natural environment. Your fences couldn't be any higher than 2.5 feet, so you were able to see
into these
wonderful places.
Yeah.
And for $25 a year, artesian water was supplied.
That's a pretty good. What year was that?
That was 1900.
Uh-huh.
The lots were subdivided and sold. Homes started coming up. That was the first wave of building in College Hills. And the second wave occurred when some of those 20,000 square foot lots were subdivided. And then early, mid-1920s, the second wave of building started.
What kind of architecture did you see back in 1900?
Well, there's quite a variety, but the prevalent style is the California bungalow, because it's so well suited to Hawaii, using natural materials, openness, big windows, light coming in, trade winds blowing through the house.
So yeah. You position the house to take full advantage of the trade winds.
If you were smart.
Yeah. Well, it sounds as if most of these people were, right?
Yeah.
California bungalow, I've never heard that term before.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's a craftsman style, 1920s, that style. Yeah. The earlier ones were a little more Victorian. There's a couple Queen Anne. But the bungalow seemed to be a smaller version of a home, more affordable. And one of our architects, Ray Morris, was famous for building what he called little houses, Mouse House. We have a couple of those on my street. My house is going to be open on the tour also.
Uh-huh.
So I'm excited to have people come.
You have a couple of mouse houses on the street?
I do, yes. Yeah.
How big is a mouse house?
A mouse house is probably 1,200 square feet under roof, and the lots are only 2,500 square feet. So it's It's a mouse house.
And when were they built?
They were also built in the late 20s, 1930. They're 2-3 stories high, but their footprint is quite small on the lot.
Because that's an idea that now has a whole new cachet, right? The mouse houses are kind of coming back.
Oh, love to see that in Manoa.
Well, you'd certainly have a lot more room for people, but that isn't necessarily what you'd want, is it?
Not really.
Part of your whole effort at Malama Manoa is preserving the character of a community, right?
Mm-hmm, and that's true.
That's kind of what the walking tour is about.
Yeah. It's just, as we saw houses being torn down indiscriminately, we just thought, maybe if we create a little awareness for people, invite them in and tour them through, that the appreciation of an older house might be increased.
Well, you always hear that if a house could talk, the stories it would tell. Mm-hmm. And when you go around, and artifacts have that quality, don't they? They sort of, once you delve a little deeper, you get the story behind the story.
Exactly. And it's not just the story of the people, but it's the way they furnish their homes, what they bring into the house that speaks. Korean blanket chest. I mean, I didn't know what that was, but I was introduced to a Korean blanket chest, and it's magnificent. It's a lacquered piece with brass inlay. I never would have been made aware of that, except that one of the homeowners happened to have this chest in her home.
And College Hills was on a streetcar route?
That's right. Yeah, that was one of the draws to the neighborhood from old dusty Honolulu town that moved people out to the burbs. And so the streetcar was introduced, I want to say 1900, very close to that. And it was a way for school kids to get to and from school. I know Beatrice Krause, one of our premier ethnobotanist who lived on Parker Place, used to take the streetcar to school at Punahou. Uh-huh. And then she had to crawl over a little fence and run through the pasture and the cows and get to school before the cows got to her.
And the streetcar would come to an end in Manoa, turn the seats around, and then head back to town?
That's exactly right. It ended on Nui Nui, and, it was, that's probably about a 3-4 mile route, and the conductor would ring the bell, and the seats would flip and head down the hill, and down at the bottom of Wilder and Punahou Street, he would do the same thing, and everybody would go back up the hill.
I love the picture that tells.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Linda.
You're welcome.
Linda LeGrand is a founding member of Malama Manoa and the chair of the 2016 Manoa Historic Walking Tour, which is Saturday, June 11th from 8:30 to noon, with the last tour leaving at 10:30 a.m. The tour begins at Kamanele Park at the corner of University Avenue and Ka'ala Street and meanders through College Hills. It'll go on rain or shine, which you would expect from Manoa. You can get details from our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.